Hi, this is Natalie Lander, voice of Kinsey, Tara Branford, Stargirl, and many others. You are listening to a W2Mnet podcast. You can visit W2Mnet.com for other podcasts about entertainment, video games, sports, and wrestling. You are listening to Video Games to the Max.
I love that word now. I'm going to use that everything.
I mean, I think they came up with like about different phrases in that entire thing that loved I now want to use.
I loved it. Best show of today, of this entire event so far. Loved it.
All right. So we are here doing our first day one post show for E3 2021, and well, this one, because it is day one, will also include some stuff that's technically not E3. So, you know, we can talk about Geek Week. We can talk about some of the other events, too. So here with me, Mr. Randy Isbell.
Hello, hello.
And joining from the Outer Haven on either end here, Mr. Keith Mitchell.
Hey, what's up, peoples?
And Carl Smart.
Yup.
Good to see you guys here again. Of course, Keith and Randy were here for the Summer Game Fest thing. I got to go crazy about Elden Ring forever.
Well, you guys are going to get tired of me. I'm telling you, you're going to see my face like, God, he's here again.
But all right, guys, is there anything pre-E3 that really got you going in a negative way or positive way that like you want to talk about?
That's not Elden Ring.
That's not Elden Ring or the Summer Game Fest, as we talked about that already. But you know,
can I talk about the entire Devolver Digital show then? Because
yes, that was great.
I loved it. The humor, everything, which the new words that I won't say. They also had a lot of interesting games as well. I think pretty much every game that was showed off during that event is something that I want to check out. Not to mention Devolver Max Pass Plus.
I'm just really sad that somebody already got that VHS tape and I have no chance to get it now.
Did somebody actually get it?
It's sold out.
Wow.
Yeah. I think almost all their stuff is sold out now.
The funny thing is, I was watching the kind of funny stream when they were watching Devolver Digital, and Tim actually found the website before they announced it and was laughing that they were selling one VHS tape for $1,000. And then once it got explained, then we went back to it and it was already gone.
It kind of reminded me of like what Bungie does with the Destiny stuff. They'll put something on their store for an outrageous amount of money until you actually do something in games that get the discount code sent to you so you can actually buy it. I saw the website and I was like, there's no way in hell this tape's $1,000. There's no way in hell somebody's going to buy it for $1,000. So,
of course, ye of little faith. A fool his money assumed departed, as they say.
Exactly. Yeah, somebody probably bought it thinking, oh man, I could sell it for double or something.
Yeah, that's it too. That's it too.
But no, I'm with Keith. I loved the Devolver Digital showcase. I always do because I always have a lot of fun with it and just go over the top. And I'm just happy that I now know what NFTs really stand for.
I still don't know what they stand for.
Well, but everything we can't say here.
They had a lot of great stuff. Like the one game they showed, Wizard with a Gun, gave me vibes of Bastion. Really like that, and it's an online multiplayer game, so that's gonna be interesting. Devolver Tumble Time. The guy was on the call, and I'm like, "What is this? This can't be an actual game." It's like on Android and iOS. Like, okay, it's an actual game. All right, great stuff. Shadow War 3.
As outlandish as Devolver Digital usually is, if they put something out and you sit there and you go, there's no way known this is a game. Oh, yeah, it's a game. These guys will take any concept and find some way to turn it into a game. That's what they've always done since the beginning.
They've got also Death Door. I think this is being developed by the same guy who did Titan Soul. And that was a good game. So this looks interesting. It's an isometric top-down action, maybe art kind of reminds me of a Zelda. It, not really much of an action RPG, but more of a Zelda type game. If there can be a distinguish between the two, because Zelda is a kind of an action RPG, one of the originals. Phantom Abyss, which is pretty much like a Temple Run in a first person mode. Yeah, it, pretty much everything they showed was amazing. I love
the Phantom Abyss is like crazy. Just it feels like you don't know. Like I feel like I'm gonna fall down. I don't know how many times just watching that, not knowing where I am because it's in first person.
I saw a streamer play it like last week and I was like, huh, what is this game? And then like, oh yeah, we're playing it. They gave me early access to the game. Like, oh, okay. Well, one, good for you. Two, I hate you now. I want to play this game. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, man. I like the Wizard with the Gun as well. I'm not a big multiplayer game, but I love the animation to that. And I was like, oh, it's this. Looks so good. It looks awesome. So, man, just it's crazy because they went from having like just being weird and like gory and stuff to like, wow, they actually took something that is like controversial right now and made it into a thing that worked for 30 minutes and then just kept going on and on and on for that. And like every time it worked and it was just great. Man, they nailed it as opposed to the other company did a 30 minute show. And I don't know why the hell that show even existed.
Man, the opening of the Devolver Digital show is pretty much like, are you a kid? You should not be around the beginning of this show. It's like, yeah. Wow, did they really just say that? Yes, they did. And I went to Twitter and I was talking to one of my friends on there. God, it was just crazy. I was like, did they just say that? I was like, wow, okay.
I think Devolver forgot that it wasn't their normal late night time slot that they usually get. Usually during E3 they're at like 11 o'clock Pacific time, so they just don't care.
Yeah, I don't think they care. They were like, we're just gonna do it and just it worked for them. Everybody says that was the best show they've seen all day. And going back to what you said, Sean, you need to say the name of the actual crappy stream that you watched. Don't
care. Gearbox. The there Gearbox.
Just okay. Be honest and say what it was. I want my time back. I was talking to Will and I was like, I'm not going to watch this. And he's like, yeah, me neither. And I was like, all right. If he's not going to watch it, then one of us needs to watch it. And I watched it and I was like,
why did I watch this?
Yeah.
Why did I watch this?
Yeah. I'm done now.
I mean, I don't blame you. They're trying to be funny is not funny. Randy Pitchford at the movies doesn't make sense. Kevin Hart was probably the only good thing about it. Honestly. Like, you're showing the same Tiny Tina trailer that's not been shown. That'd be the third time it's been shown.
Right.
So, and you give us no information. You gave IGN all the information that you should have saved for yourself to do on that show. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
It's the Me Too and the FOMO, the fear of missing out. Everybody's got an event. We have to do an event. You really didn't need an event. You showed us the Tiny Tina, whatever the hell it is, Wonderland. Great. Hey, Godfall is getting updates. That game is dead, guys. I am sorry.
It's going to PS4 because it's so dead.
And it's going to PlayStation 4. It barely ran right in the PlayStation 5. You took forever to update it. Now you bring it to the PlayStation 4. The game is dead. Just stop. Please just stop. And then tomorrow...
I don't even know like why was Homeworld a thing if you're going to show
because
it?
Because people have been asking for it for years. That's why. For years. Literally for years. And Gearbox is like, yeah, whatever. Homeland is the equivalent of Ubisoft's Beyond Good and Evil, too.
But, yeah. I mean, I agree with you there. It was like, what? I told Randy he was like in the middle of watching. I was like, dude, just stop.
Like, 5 minutes in going, okay, I'm catching up on the day because I had some stuff to do with the family. And I was like, he's like, what are you watching? I'm like, Gearbox. He's like, nah, don't worry about it. I went, all right. That moved on.
You literally will not. And then the one game that was sort of new could have been a Twitter announcement and nobody would have. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to hate on somebody's game. Like, I know people worked hard on that game and everything. Just, I don't know. When you don't have anything important to show, unless you're Devolver, who can get away with it because they have other. That's what they did. They've done from the beginning. Just don't do it. Just there was no need for that Gearbox thing. I don't know if Take-Two is just doing a panel and they're not showing any games at all, but they could have just added that stuff to the Take-Two thing and that been it. I was like, thank God we didn't do any kind of. I felt bad for anybody that did a live reaction to that thing, because you just wasted time, everybody's time that watched.
Well, I was hoping we were, because usually we do stuff like that over at the Outer Haven, but this year I think we're sort of being very selective on what we are live streams with and everything else.
Small sites, small people. Yeah, we this year is strategic. I listened to your advice for once. So if anything, blame you. We're not trying to kill myself. Yeah, you. Every year, the same thing. You stop doing everything by yourself, Keith. Stop trying to kill yourself, Keith. You know what? So that's what I did. I didn't.
Yeah. I think Sean and I have had that exact conversation.
Yeah, we've had that exact conversation too of don't try to kill yourself. Yeah, trying not to do that and be more selective here.
I am still playing catch up on everything, just to be honest, because I'm in Australia. A lot of this stuff is happening extremely early AM my time. Like, I think Ubisoft was at 5 o'clock in the morning. I opened my eyes. I went, yeah, maybe not. Yeah. And then I skipped out on everything else. But I do plan on being awake for Microsoft at 3 o'clock in the morning. And then I think there was something else I wanted to check out.
Square is right after.
Yeah, Square. Tomorrow's going to be a busy day.
Well, yeah, for those two, and then after that, it kind of goes. But, I mean, like, Ubisoft,
I'm just sucking his public holiday here.
Yeah. I mean, you picked a good day to rest. Today was the day to take off and rest, for sure. Ubisoft as well, like, they had some interesting announcements there. So, I mean, finally got to see that Avatar game. That's been,
Avatar game? What? Hey, it looks pretty. We got what looks like a very good, very CG, good trailer. Okay, yeah, we're getting another Avatar game before we get the second goddamn movie, James Cameron.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but without a movie to hype with it, That thing's pretty much dead in the water. It's
like, who remembers any of the characters at that point either?
They have characters? I just thought they had big blue Smurfs.
You're right.
And another animatronic at Disney to break down house.
Again, remember, just for the last two, everybody else died.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. But like, I caught up on a lot of the Ubisoft stuff once I woke up. Mainly the stuff that I actually gave a rat's ass about. The Far Cry 6... trailer, the character trailer, which I thought was actually extremely well done, gives us a little bit of an insight into the main bad guy and sort of his motivations. I love the DLC season pass trailer, where you get to play as some of the bad, like the bad guys from past games, like Voss and the Preacher guy out of 5, which are two of my favorite villains from the series. I did see the Watch Dogs DLC trailer, which brings back the original protagonist, which could be interesting. But then again, it's Watch Dogs, so God only knows if that's actually going to succeed or not. What else did I find out? Oh, yeah.
What about the Just Dance that just won't die?
Man, that makes too much money for them.
It's like Madden. It's inevitable. Same thing, different update. But TMNT... Cameo in Brawlhalla looks fun.
Yeah, and they got all of them. Like, so all of them are going to be in there. So,
completely sold on the Rainbow Six. What is it called?
Extraction
thing.
I heard the rumors about this, and I was glad to see that it was actually more Rainbow Six, but this time it's not something that's based in modern day or realism. Because Tom Clancy games typically, they stay on the side of realism. Sometimes they may go a little to the far left, but they still stay with realism. This is the first Tom Clancy game that actually has aliens in them, and I thought that was, wow, that's a big departure from Tom Clancy games. The problem I have with this is, go ahead.
It's basically Tom Clancy's versions of the zombie add-on pack.
Well, that's my problem. It's pretty much 1 to 3 players against aliens, which is basically zombies. And this game type has been done to death. We've got World War Z, which I love. We've had what was that game that died from Turtle Rock Games? I don't remember anymore.
Evolve.
We've got that. We've got countless other games that are doing the same thing. It's like, is this going to be enough to get people in? I can't read that. I don't know what that is. Is this going to be enough to bring people into it?
We just had
something like that for Watch Dogs, didn't we? With zombies.
Yeah. Right. Except they're, weirder looking zombies. That's pretty much it.
Nothing about Hyperscape. I guess that game is officially dead.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that about, about Beyond Good and Evil 2 as well. You know, no Michelle Ancel. I wonder if they're just going to quietly just echo if that game doesn't exist, which is going to be really sad. After that
amazing tease last year. Oh, my God. Yeah, Ubisoft conference was pretty lackluster as well. There's not a single memorable moment in that entire thing. I didn't really enjoy it. No, I'm sorry.
I feel like Mario Rabbids would have been cool if they didn't leak it.
Yeah.
Right.
But to be honest, who really asked for another Mario and Rabbids game?
Every Nintendo Switch owner that loved the first game.
I liked it.
Get out.
It was hard, so I didn't play a lot, get very far, but I liked it every time I turned it on. And then they added more stuff to this. So, and it looks like Bowser might join as well. So, go for it.
Like, I, from what little I've been able to catch up on so far, I'm sort of a bit weirded out by how there's not much content. And this is what I was afraid of coming into this, is that it was basically, this is a lot of stuff that you could have done odd by yourselves on YouTube, so like what Sony's going to do, what Nintendo's going to do with their directs. Like, it was just game updates. There wasn't really a lot of new content.
Yeah, again, it was fair missing out. Everybody had to have their own event. And this is the problem with going digital. Everybody wants to have their go. And it's not like the traditional E3 or whatnot, where all these games, all these companies would be in one location and we'd have one massive stream talking about all these. We've got Summer Game Fest. We've got IGN's game, Summer of Gaming, whatever. We've got E3 on top of that. And then we've got EA's crap happening later on in July. It's like, there's just too much.
GameSpot has a thing as well.
And the information is either spread apart or you've given it to several media companies already. I won't jump into that conversation, I promise. And they've already talked about that. So it's like, what's the point of the stream? Why are we here? We already know about this crap.
And Ubisoft has their own directs or whatever they're calling it themselves.
Yeah,
Ubisoft, that's why we already saw Far Cry before this. So E3 is definitely, it's showing so far with day one of this that it has definitely lost its luster because of all of these other digital events. And I think as far as consumers go and creators like us have to come into it without building it up in our own minds, like, oh, it's E3 week, we're going to get all this information. I honestly think the only one where we're going to get ridiculous information is tomorrow at Xbox, because Microsoft is the only one that doesn't have an event every couple months like Sony and Nintendo. I still think Microsoft views E3 as their chance to blow the socks off of everybody, and now obviously Sony not being there and Nintendo having multiple directs, I feel like tomorrow's event is going to be the one that we go, now that is the E3 that I remember.
I agree with Microsoft. I think Square Enix might be up there as well, because there's still some things they've announced in the past, but we haven't seen, like Babylon's Fall. We haven't really seen much about that, and I'm looking forward to that.
And to be honest, with the Square Enix one, you're not going to get as much Final Fantasy 14 stuff, because they've just had their big fan fest thing where they announced all the big stuff for Endwalker. So that leaves them open to announce a lot of new games.
Hopefully. It's about Final Fantasy 16, baby.
I don't know. I don't know if they're going to announce that stuff, because I think that's Sony would get first rights.
Yeah. I think anything Final Fantasy, whether it's 16 or any more remake stuff, is going to be on whatever Sony does in a few weeks.
Yeah. But I think another big, and as I was trying to point out earlier, a lot of the biggest problem was so much stuff has been delayed from last year's announcements.
Yeah.
That the slate of new games that we would usually get now is probably going to happen next year. To be honest, like, I don't even really feel that there was a need for an E3 this year. If all they're going to do is just give us updates on what we already know.
Yeah, I'm going to be very clear on that tomorrow, too. Because they're planning to do, like, just like Ubisoft, do several showcases throughout the year now. I'm worried this is going to be another one of those where we're going to get it looks like we're getting the Guardians of the Galaxy game. It looks like we're getting Babylon's Fall. But it also looks like we're getting a lot of stuff that we may have seen previously, you know, Stranger Things. Or not Stranger Things. Life is Strange, all that, you know, mixed in with more Avengers and all that. Like a lot of their Western stuff and a lot of the Japanese stuff that people probably more want to see is either tied to Sony or it's not
Tokyo
ready.
Tokyo Game Show.
Yeah, or Tokyo Game Show or whatever, you know. So, like, I think Randy's right in that Microsoft is really the only one that doesn't have ties to anything that could really just be like, hey, we got to make up for last year as well when we did have events that were killer. And we also got to show you a lot of stuff. Plus, we have Bethesda now, too. So, I don't know.
But that's the big difference, though, between what we've got now, which is a digital online event where we're getting all our showcases, we're getting our news announcement events like we usually do. But the biggest draw for E3 and most other conventions that happen throughout the year, Tokyo Game Show, PAX, whatever, is the fact that it's meant to be hands-on. And now that we don't have that hands-on access, I think a lot of the hype and gleam that came with an event such as E3 it's gone. The magic's just not there. We realize now that when it comes to announcements and news events, that all it takes really is a camera, a stage setup, and a YouTube channel. That's it. You don't need the big elaborate event that it used to be. Mm. Especially every company doing 3 or 4 different ones all over the place.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting next year what E3 actually looks like. Is everybody going to get jam-packed back in the convention center like nothing ever happened for 2 years?
Yeah, that's going to be the plan. Yeah. If 2022 comes around, everybody's going to be going back to physical events.
If your theme parks over there in the US are any indication of how things are going to be handled,
If
you're vaccinated, then you can walk straight back into a theme park without a mask on.
We've already got people walking around the street doing the same thing. Yelling at everybody because they don't have masks anymore. I'm like, yeah, just because they say you don't have to wear a mask doesn't mean you shouldn't be wearing a mask right now.
Yeah.
But nope, they're walking around no masks. And I'm like, yep, nope, won't catch me like that.
We've just come out of our fourth lockdown here in Victoria in Australia. And believe me, I have to wear a mask inside the building at work. I have to wear one when I'm traveling on trains. I have to wear one once I walk inside the building. As soon as I leave my house, I have to have a mask on. And that leaves me upwards to 12 hours a day of having to wear a mask.
Yeah, I'm the same way at work.
I don't like it, but that's the rules and that's what keep people safe. But
I don't mind wearing a mask anymore. I sometimes wear it at home in my office, not paying attention. It's on. Yeah. I don't mind anymore.
But when you think about like conventions and events like this, you know, it's bad enough to get, you know, 30, 40, 50,000 nerds to come through a convention hall to put on deodorant and use hand sanitizer. You know,
that's impossible.
I carry deodorant.
They may have to do like vaccination. Everybody has to pull out their vaccination card or whatever to be able to walk in the building.
You can get those on the internet though. You can get them fake.
Yeah.
You know, they're not even checking those at theme parks. So why would they bother? But anyway, we're sidetracking. Have any of you guys got anything that sort of stood out as a weird thing that you didn't think of before that you might actually look into a bit more now? Like me personally, I saw a Kickstarter game called Skatebird, which was like Tony Hawk's with a bird. I'm like, okay, weird concept, but I'm down. I saw the trailer. I thought, hey, bird skateboarding, I'm good. I'll throw some money.
Lost Ark for me. I know that was released overseas a while ago, but it was supposed to come over here. It never came, and that was shown off, I think, during the Summer Game Fest yesterday.
Yeah, it did.
And I was like, wow, this reminds me a lot of Diablo, but it's not from Blizzard, so I got to check that out. So there is a beta you can download for it right now. So I haven't given it a try. I haven't played anything the last couple of days because of getting ready for this.
Yeah.
So that said, I will be trying to give that a try. That looks interesting. I want to play that. That was one of the thing that I didn't know about that caught my eye.
Yeah, I mean, like, I will say, I think Ubisoft helped Riders Republic a lot by showing us, like, more of the stuff you can do in that game. Because I had no care in the world when it was just, like, it seemed like it was only about motorbikes or whatever. And then when they started showing a lot other stuff, I was like, oh, and you don't actually need the rest of your team to do well. You can just kind of all have your own scores and everything else. That kind of was like, okay, it's something you can get your friends to play, and y'all can all kind of play in your own little thing that you're doing, and it all kind of counts together. And I thought it came off a lot better than it did the last time I saw it. So it kind of makes me a little bit
interested. That game sort of reminds me of a PlayStation game that came out way long time ago. What was it? ESPN Extreme Games. Does anybody remember that game? It was only an original PlayStation. He's probably got a copy of it. He's looking for it. Randy's looking for it.
I don't. Sadly, I don't.
Do you remember the game?
I have other ESPN games. I do not have that one.
Yeah. I vaguely remember something along those lines.
I used to play that game nonstop. It was ESPN Extreme Games. It was spelled Extreme. Yep, here it is. Yep. On a PlayStation. Yeah, it reminds me a lot of that. You had skateboarding. You had biking, you had surfing. There was a couple other events in there, but that's what it reminded me of. I wouldn't be surprised if that's where they got the idea from.
I'm also glad I'm also on a show with somebody else who has a collection nearby that they can scan when something comes up.
You freaking wait. You just wait.
Oh, believe me. I'm working.
My office is being built. I'm finally moving downstairs. More space to do more stuff.
That's going to be cool when you get that done. Did anybody watch all the game stuff that they got announced for the Geek Week? So we get a Splinter Cell animated series, but no Splinter Cell game.
Give it up. You guys are... You Splinter Cell guys are just as true as F-Zero guys are.
I want Keith's idea that he posted on Twitter. I want
I want
Solid Snake and
Sam Fisher.
It's been so long since we had a Splinter Cell game. I can't remember the name. Sam Fisher and Solid Snake just in retirement together. Kind of like the, what is it, Kaminsky Method or whatever that show is of the two old retired guys. That's what I want. I want that on Netflix.
That would be awesome. That would be an awesome show. Look at these guys. Look at this. My day, I would do this. All right. We need that.
I remember when I used to sneak around the box.
Talking about boxes, did you see that Death Stranding tease? Yes,
I love that. Yeah. 100%.
That gave me a lot of Metal Gear Solid vibes. Oh my gosh.
He was doing that on purpose. It's just.
I did see some stuff. The Geek News Netflix thing. I saw the He-Man Revelations tease.
Yes.
I'm liking the animation. I just pray the story rumors aren't true.
I'm sorry. Can you help me for a second, Carl? I was waiting for you to come along. Yep. It said 40 years in the making or something like that. And I'm like, wait, I'm 43.
That's incorrect.
I was like, wait, no. I watched He-Man when I was like 10, 12 years old. That's not right.
Okay. Hey, He-Man was, the original He-Man.
Was it 1984?
I think. Somewhere, because I was only 1983. September 5, 1983 was the original UK release. Wow, about a week.
But it came out here.
I was born.
It came out here 82.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, yeah. So I remember. I was like, that's not right.
My TV debut. 1983 in. Yeah.
And then we had
Then we had the 2002 adaptation.
Yeah,
right. Which for some reason they skipped over when they're mentioning that, mainly because the way this is supposed to be written is this is meant to be a true sequel to the original 1983 series,
which was not 40 years ago. I was like,
close to two more years.
Yeah, it'll be true. Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot.
I mean,
of,
38 yeah. years ago doesn't sound as cool.
So. No, exactly. You know, 38 years ago doesn't sound as good. It's nearly 40 years or something, whatever they want to say.
I was born the year after, and I don't want to think about 40. So let's get the number right.
Hey, I was born the same month that He-Man debuted, so, you know.
But I will say, I'm looking forward to it. The animation looks good.
The animation is done by the same... The animation is done by the same company that did the Castlevania series.
That's so it's a lot of work.
Yeah, the animation is going to be absolutely brilliant. The voice cast is actually very interesting. Like you were mentioning, Keith, like about the sound of Skeletor. That's Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
That's Mark Hamill as Skeletor. you got Sarah Michelle Gellar as Teela. Alicia Silverstone is Queen Marlena.
Kevin Smith is in there.
Yeah, oh, of course, Kevin Smith is the guy behind all this. You know,
yeah.
So of course, you know, he's also got his daughter in there as it's some new character or something. Alan Oppenheimer, the original voice of Skeletor, actually does come back as Mossman. Jason Mewes is coming as Stinkor. Batman himself, Kevin M.F. Conroy, is Merman. Kevin Michael Richardson is Beastman. So they've got a really good voice cast behind all this. But again, it's the story rumors that I've heard that I'm worried about is that they sideline He-Man after about like one or two episodes and the entire story is really about Teela. So
why would it be called He-Man? Oh boy.
Because yeah, that's weird. Why would you
because Teela and the Masters of the Universe doesn't have a good ring to it.
Well, plus we did say you did say gaming, so I'm not gonna say the other show I'm looking forward to.
What, the Gundam show?
What's that?
The Gundam show?
What Gundam? Oh, Hathaway Flash? Oh. I've been waiting for that damn thing. No. Transformers. Transformers.
Kingdom.
Yes.
Hurry up for Kingdom.
Right? Yes. I'm like, Netflix, when's it coming out? And I'm pretty sure our PR person over at our Netflix is tired of me. He's like, when is it coming out?
Yep.
So she's probably like, there you go, Keith. Shut up. It's coming out.
Once you finish asking for that, you need to start asking for the Resident Evil stuff for me.
Yeah.
Well, at least Infinite Darkness. Infinite Darkness. I love the look of that opening scene. Looked really well done. Very much in line with the other CGI films that they've done.
That was July, right?
Yeah, July. Yeah. Another month, thankfully. But then... Then they turn around and they did the live-action cast reveal. And I sort of said,
is the live-action one also called Infinite Darkness? Or?
No. I think it's like the Wesker Chronicles or something like that. It's all about the Albert Wesker and his children after the events of Resident Evil. Oh. So it's like supposedly the story is that they've rebuilt Raccoon City. Wesker's had some kids and they find out about his legacy and lineage. Mind you, they do turn around and they take Albert Wesker, a blonde-haired white guy, and make him black. Because, I don't know.
I mean, it's technically not Capcom's. You know, Capcom's not the one doing it, so...
Yeah, it's purely Netflix. And, like, I put the post out on Twitter when I saw the photo of the cast, and I went, somebody got a CW DC teen drama show in my... Resident Evil, and I don't like it.
Well,
Infinite Darkness is still a thing, so at least that's going to survive.
Was that still supposed to be already? That was delayed, wasn't it? Yeah, wasn't that delayed at one point for Netflix?
Yeah, it was delayed. It wasn't.
So, yeah.
It should have been out by now.
I think it was supposed to be out this month, but they delayed it a month for some reason. Maybe they didn't want to compete with Sailor Moon Eternal.
Oh, Lord. July 8th. All right. Looks like I'm going to have to hit up my Netflix contact. So how about this show?
Mm-hmm. How about them Resident Evils?
See what they say.
Well, we know season 2 of The Witcher's coming, and Castlevania's getting a spinoff now. So
I'm so disappointed in Castlevania, though. I'm so disappointed.
Why?
They're skipping over so many different generations of iconic Castlevania characters and going straight to Richter, which is not bad because Richter is amazing, but that means no Simon Belmont at all. It's like, see you, Simon. Like,
man, how can you not do Simon Belmont?
Like, why?
I'm sure that they'll find some way to bring him in or reference him in the series through Richter's.
It's like he's not only the most popular, one of the most popular Belmonts, he's also one of the Belmonts that actually fought Dracula twice and at full power. It's like, why would
but this is a spin-off, and by the looks of it, they're going to Symphony of the Night territory. So that's one of the more popular Castlevania games. So it makes sense for them to sort of put the spin-off on another popular game.
I mean, it depends on your generation of gaming. You say Symphony of the Night, but I say Castlevania 1 and 2. So it depends on your generation.
Personally, I say Castlevania 4, but you know.
Super Castlevania, you buddy.
Buddy. And it's your buddy, guy. That's your guy, friend. That's your friend, buddy.
But who was 3? 3 was Trevor, right? Yeah, 3 was Trevor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, at least we're not getting Simon Belmont that we got in...
Don't you say it!
Captain N.
Mega Man. Not in that Mega show. I want that show.
Well, that's what... Mega,
every word.
Adi Shankar says that the Far Cry Blood Dragon one is actually the beginning of several Far Cry series that they're going to be doing, and that he related that to Captain N, that it's going to be in that vein. So,
the only thing I'll give Captain N good for was it was great back in the day watching all these Nintendo guys in a game in a show, and they used the game music in some of the shows.
Yeah.
It was the only reason I actually found out about a game on the Game Boy called Soul Striker because of music. And I was like, wow, this is really good music. And I tracked the game, and I was like, oh, this is an all right game, but the music was pretty good. So, yeah, that was Captain. Thanks a lot, Carl. Thanks for that. Nightmares.
Nightmares. Nightmares I can trigger with one actual phrase, Keith, and don't you dare let me do it.
I gotta
stop him now. How about the Cuphead show? The Cuphead show is great.
Oh yeah, yes. Anything is more Cuphead good.
And I love the Wayne Brady casting.
I'm curious to see how that actually works as a show. The game itself was pretty nonsensical when you look at it, but. Like the fact that they've kept the animation and everything exactly like the game works.
I just have a question. Okay, never mind. It's rated TVPG, so Wayne's gonna have to be a little comic collector. He can't go off. All right, never mind.
Do I have to backhand a bitch?
Oh, come on. I need classic Wayne Brady, and we're not gonna see that, but that's fine.
Yeah, I think they have to, knowing the art style, they have to do a little bit more towards kid friendly. So, you know, that's.
Cartoons aren't just for kiddos.
No, they're not. But, you know, I guess because it's not Japanese, you can't be, you know.
I suppose so.
But, go ahead, sorry.
Sorry, sure. One other thing I was hoping to bring up at some point, and I guess we could sort of use a TV game crossover. Evil Dead the game, getting its first gameplay trailer.
I was surprised you weren't like screaming from, you know, from Valhalla's and saying, oh my God, Evil Dead game. Seeing how much of a big fan you are.
I knew it was coming. I knew the game was coming. I covered the initial launch trailer on the Adderhead website. Yeah. But now that I've seen the gameplay of it, believe it or not, I'm disappointed.
Wow.
It was what I was expecting, but again, it's one of those things that there's a game out there that does it a lot better. like the way that the game is set up, where you can play either as the heroes or the villains. You're basically trying to stop each other from either escaping or dying off or whatever. I saw that and I'm like, this is just Friday the 13th all over again. And to be honest, right? I think it is actually the same people.
Yeah. And I hate it too.
And to be honest, Dead by Daylight's done the whole concept so much better. And they have such a bigger roster, including Friday the 13th have issue with the license due to a copyright, or not so much copyright claim, but a claim of ownership between one of the guys who originally created it, and I think it's another guy who like co-wrote one of the stories or something. There's ownership battles that are currently going on, which is why Friday the 13th, the game, stopped updating, is because they couldn't produce any new content or reference any of the old content due to this lawsuit that's going on. So that's probably why they went, hey, let's go Evil Dead. And then, to be honest, it sort of got spoiled because Dead by Daylight's already got Ash Williams in it.
Yeah.
And it's also got like a gigantic roster of not only sort of your classic 80s horror villains with like Mike Myers and that, you got the Ghostface Killer from Scream. You've got they recently added Leon Kennedy, Jill Valentine, and Nemesis from Resident Evil into the game. So it's like, why are you trying to take the concept and put it into one tiny container when there's already a game that out there that's already got a massive portion of that particular audience? I hope it plays well. I'll definitely give it a go when it comes out, but like, I don't have a gigantic sort of like, oh my god, this is going to be the best thing ever, because again, Dead by Daylight's already doing it better.
I thought it was going to be more of like a Left 4 Dead than
no that's Back for Blood.
Yeah, that is Back for Blood, but
I want that game so hard.
Well, I mean, now Warner Brothers, that's all they're going to have. Hey,
so. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Microsoft announces they're buying. Oh, Lord. Here we go.
I don't know. I don't think they're going to do announcements for that, because that kind of overshadows Bethesda, I would think.
It'd be funny. Nah. It'd be funny if Microsoft turns around and goes, not only have we bought Bethesda, but we're now about to buy Capcom. And here's Capcom's presentation.
Oh Lord, I would be so mad if they. I don't want Microsoft buying any more third party companies. No more.
We don't need that.
Nobody. Yeah. No Sony. No Microsoft. Just leave them the hell alone.
Xbox buys Sony.
You imagine either one of these companies buying Capcom and making their games exclusive to their platform? How much of a?
Can somebody just buy Konami, please?
That would be fine with.
At this point, that's what I want.
Get all the licenses or something. Like,
Buy the company or buy the licenses. Buy Konami. Turn around and go, you know what? We'll fold them into whatever. And hey, Silent Hills, let's go for it.
Silent Hills,
and bring up some of the old classic Konami arcade games. Because, you know, everybody loves
Let's not talk about Konami. I'm getting sad.
You're always sad.
I grew up on Konami. It's like, oh, God.
As did we all.
You guys went downhill so bad.
It's crazy how they don't just... I mean, like, I get it. It's a lot of... They don't want to spend money there, but damn, let somebody else have the license to make some of those games.
And make money. Machines, man.
If you lease your IP to somebody else, they will pay you for your IP, and you'll make money from them making money off your IP. So it's like Konami doesn't either have a brain, doesn't like money, or both.
I think they don't like the turnaround when it comes to time and money invested in making a video game for the return on purchase, whereas they can shovel out, you know, tens of thousands of pachinko machines in Japan and make just as much money.
Are they even making money now because of COVID-19? I mean,
in Japan, still.
Arcades have been locked down in Japan for a while now.
Pachinko parlors are still running.
COVID camps. No, thank you. No, thank you. But, Sean, sir, I think we got off topic.
Yeah.
I think we did.
Yes, we did. We did.
It's easy to get off topic with everything that's happened today. There's nothing to really.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, it was okay because I wanted to bring up stuff that wasn't part of E3 that happened before as well, just because, not only because there wasn't a lot today, but because that way, tomorrow, you're already day two, you're not really going to be talking about stuff that happened before then, so it's fine. Well, hopefully, I see our buddy Kyle there. I was going to have him on. It's just this thing, sometimes when you have, I didn't know how much we're going to get into talking. And once you have like a lot of people, it starts bogging down conversations sometimes. And Carl, I know he says he has to leave in a little bit. So, you know.
Yeah, I've still got about 10 minutes.
It's my fault. I'm sorry. I should it's stop okay. talking. I talk. No. My wife says it all the time. Keith, shut up.
No, it's all right. It's good. It's good that you know, there's somebody always out there that want to talk. So, but no, I mean, I watched a lot of the other stuff that probably you guys didn't, and I don't want to talk for 15 minutes. So, but I would say if you have the time, go check out those, the Guerrilla Showcase. They had a lot of really great indie games on there. And the IGN Showcase also had some pretty good games on it as well, I would say, except for skip the ads. They have way too many ads for that thing. But
don't watch the Gearbox one. Save your time.
Yeah,
don't watch
this, it. Definitely just save your time. Ubisoft, I would just go through and watch your Mario Rabbids trailer if you haven't seen it already, because it is kind of cool.
Hey, it made me finally buy the first one. I mean, it helps that Amazon has it for $15 right now.
Yeah. I mean, Nintendo's had it with the DLC and everything on sale for like $20 for a while now. I guess because they knew this was going to happen. So, I mean, Kyle and I are working on a whole wrap up of the day thing as long as he didn't, he got his COVID shot today. So he's kind of like wanting to go to sleep.
Wait, so he should be gone. He should be in pain and kneeling in the fetal position.
I told him, I was like, you know, hurry up.
Definitely rest up and get ready for tomorrow. Tomorrow will be a fun day.
Tomorrow, hopefully, and then you have to get up early, Randy, at 7 a.m. Well, no, not as early as Keith, but or Carl.
It's 10 a.m. for Xbox.
Oh, it's 10 a.m. for you guys. Okay, I thought it was. Never mind. I messed up myself again.
Yeah, it's 10 a.m. Pacific time, so it's 12. No, 1 here. It's 11.
1
here. Yeah, 1 o'clock here. So plenty of time for me to go to sleep.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll actually be doing some Knockout City with Mega Dads, actually 10 o'clock Central Time, so 11 o'clock my time. So I'll have to get up anyway.
There you go. I've been enjoying that Knockout City. It's fun.
I haven't played any more of it just because I played a crap ton of it during the beta. And yeah. It doesn't change. It's just playing against different people. It's a fun game. It definitely is. I don't know if it has the staying power, but for right now it has great bones, and if they listen to the feedback and try and balance it a little more, like the multi-balls are pretty much instant death if you get one and hit somebody, because there's no way they can block all of them at once, so that's a bad thing. Or the team ball, where you turn yourself into a ball and you launch yourself in the air and you just blow up everybody, that's pretty much instant death. That happens fast, way too fast. Other than that, yeah, it's a great game. I like it. Definitely play it.
Yeah, I love getting caught in the constant back and forth, like catching the ball and then getting off guard. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. If you're good and somebody you're fighting against is good, you get caught in this one-on-one meta where you're trying to gauge what they're going to do, because you got the fake outs, you got the feints, you still got your special moves, and then somebody comes along and just ruins the entire experience.
Anyone got Guilty Gear Strive?
Anyone? I do.
On what?
It's great. You will get your butt kicked if you don't know how to play it, though. Matt was doing that to me yesterday.
See, I wonder if somebody's viewed my review on YouTube about it.
Did you do one? I didn't know you were doing one.
Yes, I did. There.
Yeah. I posted it while you were asleep.
Oh, well, see? You sneaky mofo. And you didn't tell me.
Hey, I've got Ninja Gaiden Master Collection coming.
What did you think about it?
Pretty much that. good game. Like I sort of feel it's average as a newcomer, but somebody who's more used to the combat in it and sort of the play style and the mechanics, they're absolutely going to love it. And it will punish you if you don't know how to play its way, its style.
I was going to ask you, did you get your ass kicked a lot?
Yeah.
That's Guilty Gear. That's
yeah, that new guy with the he's got the Oni mask and the sword.
Oh yeah, he's not a very good character. He is
so broken and like overpowered. That's ridiculous.
May is very annoying. May's annoying. The character I use, Ramathal, is really annoying. Obviously, everybody's using Soul Bad Guy because he's pretty much the all rounder and easy to use as well as Kai. But yeah, it's just a good game. It's definitely a good game.
Yeah, but I'll have Ninja Gaiden Master Collection coming up next on YouTube.
Oof.
Yeah, pretty much big oof.
Josh is talking about that. He's not happy.
No, it's not. It makes me... it's still fun, but it's like I forgot the camera's not great, and then just the whole port job itself is not...
Yeah. What are you playing it on, Sean?
Series X.
No, okay, interesting. Yeah, I'm playing on the PS4, so I wonder if it might be something to do with the coding of the games, different styles.
I mean, it still like doesn't even with the Series X like extra coding. It doesn't. I mean, there's just still Xbox. The first Ninja Gaiden's an Xbox game, so.
Yeah, but they're based on the Sigma series, yeah, which was originally brought out on the PS3. So,
yeah.
Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have a lot of faith. It was just cool to have all three of the games together, but you know,
all three downloads. I've
been playing that Yuffie DLC as well. It's
that's also something I got to do as well. I got a copy of that from the good old boys at Square Enix.
She's a different. It takes a while to get used to her, how she plays compared to, you know, the rest of the team. Plus, it's like I forgot how to play Final Fantasy VII Remake after not playing it for a whole year. So, like, you know, I'm just sitting there going, okay.
Well, there's only unknown amount of time left now before you get the next one.
Yeah. So,
definitely. It'll be on the PS6.
Yes. Rennie, you've been playing it too, right?
Yeah, I'm about 2 hours in. Still just messing around in that first little hub that you get in. I have kind of had to set it off to the side. I am all in on Ratchet and Clank. I'm already 6 hours into that thing. I can't stop playing it. It is.
Yeah. I have not played it yet. I was going to play it today, but you know, life decides it wants to kick my butt. So no.
I was looking at picking it up, and then I saw what Josh, again, one of our compatriots on the Outer Haven, Josh played. He said it was about 10 hours gameplay, and that's sort of a one and done type deal. So
yeah,
I don't know.
For you guys.
125 Australian dollars to pick up the game. I'm like, I don't know if I want it.
It's just money. Get it.
Yeah, but that money I can spend on other things. Like the same price I could buy a whole console. Like a retro console. Geez. Retro console.
I was going to say, wait, what?
Yeah, I was going to say a whole console. Where are you getting that from?
Right,
eBay.
You definitely.
Hey, I almost bought an original NES this morning. Okay, just for about the same price.
Hell, I'm still scouring eBay for a 3080. Sweet, ain't nothing on there cheap.
Oh, I'm not even bothering. Not even the 3080 TIs or anything. God, no way known.
It's ridiculous. It's
not even attempting.
I played some of that Chicory game as well.
I like it.
It's pretty delightful. Just go through and paint how you like. And it has a cute little story. And my daughter was watching me play it, and she's like, can I play? And I'm like, yes, go ahead. She loves drawing and painting and stuff. So it was all up her alley. I saw a teacher you hold this down and then press and paint. And she was painting. And so it's cool. And they have like different sizes too. So you can paint however you want, like whether you want to be off the lines or in the lines or whatever, and it's a fun, like relaxing game with cute characters. And I have that game Builder Garage, but I haven't touched it yet. So yeah.
No, I've been most of my money's been going on retro stuff lately.
They're like, wow, nice.
Speaking of retro, there's going to be a really big retro announcement for Arcade 1UP on Monday that I can't talk about. They told me not to say anything else.
Well, they revealed the Simpsons arcade game, right?
What's up?
They revealed the Simpsons arcade.
It's another one. It's another game.
Another one. Okay.
I just want them to come out with that board game one already. I'm ready to own that.
Which one? The Simpsons?
No, that big... has a bunch of different board games that you can play online with different people, and has Monopoly and checkers and all that stuff. It's like an all-in-one board game.
I'm still going Aminar on the Street Fighter Legacy one.
The Big Blue, I want that.
Yeah, so but I look at that, and then I look online and say, hey, if I spend a little bit more, I can get a MAME set up.
So they had there was a Street Fighter Legacy that was discontinued a while ago, and now they have the Big Blue. The Big Blue is actually pretty interesting just because all the games are in it.
Yeah.
It's not just Street Fighter, like the Street Fighter Legacy. They've got Darkstalkers in there. I think Vampire Saber's in there. Actually, moving on real quick.
Yeah, I saw it, and I'm like, if they added the Versus games in it as well, I'd be... Like, I dropped the money on it straight, like, without even thinking.
Yeah, all the Darkstalkers. So, Darkstalkers, Night Warriors, Darkstalkers 3, Saturday Night Slam Masters.
Yeah.
Knights of the Round. And
that doesn't show up very often.
Nope.
Sorry, that brings up why I had a bit of an issue with the Capcom Arcade Collection, is because a lot of these really good games must have... Like, they put the license out to Arcade 1UP, so they can't put it in their own collection, which I find really annoying.
Oh, that's how that goes sometimes. That would be
interesting to hit up Arcade 1UP. Like, can we have an interview with you and ask why this is a thing? What? I'm going to do that.
Send an email. Do so. But anyway, gentlemen, it has been a pleasure speaking around with you, but I must depart.
We're probably going to, I think, end this thing here as well. Go ahead.
Okay.
And just call it. I mean, I think day one, it was a wash. Let's hope day two really knocks it out of the park and gets us excited for things. And, yeah, get ready. 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 Pacific. And for if you're in Australia, like Carl.
3 a.m. 3 a.m.
Watch it on demand. Don't kill yourself. Get up at 3 a.m.
Get ready to watch Microsoft.
It wouldn't be the first time I've gotten up at 3 a.m. to help do stuff on the site. So,
trust me, they're going to buy the entire world. You don't want to miss it. You need to know who your new overlord's going to be.
Overlord. All right. But, you know, you can check everybody out here at the Outer Haven, Carl, Keith, and myself doing stuff. You know, Randy is going to be on the live reactions tomorrow. So make sure you check us out there. Along with Kyle and Jake that we're on this week. And then you guys are going to be back for the post show tomorrow, right?
As long as I am not dead.
Yeah.
As long as you're not
dead. If I'm awake, I'll be here.
We'll have Kyle on that one so he can podcast with you. All right. And thank you guys for being on. Enjoy the C3, folks. And... Tomorrow we better, hopefully. Tomorrow we better.
It's gotta be. We got Square Enix and Microsoft. It's going to be better. It's going to be leaps and bounds better.
Yeah, for sure. Bye, everybody.
Good night.